The initiative would set a $15 an hour minimum wage for hospitality and transportation workers in SeaTac, people at the airport like baggage handlers and folks who push wheelchairs, as well as hotel workers and employees at rental car companies. Alaska Air has joined with the Washington Restaurant Association and two airport food businesses to challenge the measure in court. Bruce Beckett with the Washington Restaurant Association says it's too broad.
The initiative contains wage policies, sick leave policies, restrictions on part-time employment, tip pooling, employee notice and retention, and record-keeping requirements. And a ballot initiative is supposed to, and under our state's constitution, only have one topic.
Beckett says it's also unclear whether the initiative supporters gathered enough legitimate signatures. Alaska Air said in a statement that the initiative merits more legal review. The airline doesn't employ many of the ground crew workers directly. They're employed by contractors that Alaska hires. But in the complaint, Alaska says it might have to raise airfares if its contractors pass along the higher costs. A court hearing is set for Friday. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.